Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is on sound healing music production. We're actually going to be talking about what goes into making sound healing music. And our intention is that you may get the music, exactly the music you need for whatever you have going on, or just to get you higher. You have nothing going on. Okay. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening here at the school. Tomorrow, we've got a big open house on April 7th from 1 to 6 p.m. If you're in the area, come on in. It's a great time. We've got we'll be going through all different aspects of sound, how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we'll also be doing a lot of heart-opening meditations and throwing people on the sound table and sound lounge. We've got our VEST here now, which is 18 speakers that we put on 9 speakers on the front, 9 on the back. We'll be demoing that. Oh, my God. So even if you're not interested in classes, it's a really, really fun time. And then next Friday, we've got a concert with this electronic instrument that's made out of crystals and crystal tubes, and it looks really interesting. So there's a woman that does some sound healing vocal work with it, and that's next Friday. We also have the Mount Shasta retreat coming up July 13th, 14th, and 15th, and it's still, if you buy it right now, it's still $188. I'm about to raise it to $208 tomorrow. So that's always an incredible time, hanging out with the Lemurians at Mount Shasta and toning and chanting and doing all types of sound work right on a beautiful river at Stewart Mineral Springs. And then on the last day, we go up on the mountain, and I know where some vortexes are, so we get really high and some never leave. And then we've got our summer intensive coming up June 4th to the 15th. It's 10 days straight, 10 to 9:30 every day. And that's the first half of our certificate program. A lot of people fly in for that. And a lot of people just come to the first half, although after you come to the first half, you often get addicted and you come to the second half in August, August 3rd to the 13th. Or you could do the second half online. It's a really amazing time. We've got all types of instruments here that are really totally available to play with when you're actually here and you get to practice with them. So that's happening. We also have our online certificate program. You could actually start next Saturday, which would be the 13th. And it starts about every 2 weeks online. It's the whole certificate's really about how to use sound physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's really a complete understanding of how vibration works in the universe. It's pretty expansive. And then also all the different techniques and skills that you could use to actually open up your own business. We are a vocational school. And then also we do a lot of my work to really just get you even higher or even deeper, to release stuck emotions, change negative beliefs, so that you can make your work even more powerful. It's really amazing time here. So that's online, and then the summer intensive. You also have the three and a half month version, starting the first week of September. It's the next 3.5 month version. And all of that is the first semester of the degree program. So the certificate if you want to continue, you can go right into the degree program where you really become a master at it and learn. You get a lot of lot more practice. You also learn about different frameworks for consciousness and how vibration works within those frameworks. And it's just really, really powerful, really effective. We've got over 20 instructors here, so you get a full perspective on exactly what's going on from a wide range of perspectives. And we also have our recording program. It's starting, we got the summer intensive, which is the whole month of July. 5 days a week and a couple of nights, and that teaches you how to how to run audio equipment. We use Pro Tools, but you can learn on a few if you want to. If you use Logic or Ableton Live, you can learn those because it's totally transferable, totally applicable. We also have that program online starting in about a week and a half if you want to do it online. And it works really well because you can see and hear what's on our screen in real time. And we go over how to record, mix, produce, how to create binaural beats in the music, and do all types of stuff. Lots of stuff that I'll be talking about today, actually. And then we also have our Sound Healing Conference. We now have it posted. If you go to Globe Sound Healing Conference, you can sign up. For all the classes, you get a discount, and the conference, you get a discount. We got an early bird discount until April 15th. And the conference is 4 days, September 20th to the 23rd. And we've got amazing people from all over the world come, and we have about 25 presenters. We have about 20 booths with all different types of technologies and instruments and such. And we've got concerts just about every night. It's a really amazing time if you want to start planning to come September 20th to the 23rd in a spectacular temple. Spectacular temple. It's just one of those places you walk in and you go, oh my God, whoa, right? Really, really incredible. So that's September 20th to the 23rd. We also have our sound therapy center here where we do a lot of different treatments. We do chakra treatments. We do a combo treatment with voice and all types of things, crystal bowls, tuning forks. We also can do massage on the sound table. We also can find your home note. We do voice analysis to find what's wrong and give you a CD in that key. And we do a lot of that online. We can do voice analysis and find what's missing in your voice and give you a CD. We can find your home note where you're at peace. Really good for getting over anxiety. And we also can even do chakra treatments over the phone. You can find all of that at soundtherapycenter.com. And then we also have our store at soundoflove.com. We just got in about 20 new alchemy bowls. So if you go to the store, you'll see all the alchemy bowls. We just recorded all of them and took pictures so you can hear all the alchemy bowls. And we've got an amazing selection now. So you can check that out at soundoflove.com. But we've got regular crystal bowls, the frosted bowls. We've got tuning forks. We've got a full array of tuning forks. We've got Tibetan bowls. We've got the sound lounge and the sound table. We even sell a kit to mount speakers on your own massage table, which is quite a bit cheaper. And then we've also got the bass pod, which is a little cube that you put right on the body. It's like a subwoofer. And we have frequencies from Dr. Peter Guy Manners that are really effective on the body for nerves, tendons, ligaments. You can also just place headphones on the body. But the bass pod's a little, it's actually quite a bit better. And then we got the belt that you can strap on the body. And if you got pain, it's going to be gone. It will be gone, right? And now we just got in the vest. The vest is 18 speakers, 9 speakers on the front, 9 speakers on the back. Oh my God, it's really unbelievable. Every person that's tried it, it's like, oh my God, it is really unbelievable. It's really good for the frequency CDs on the body, but music is amazing when you put it on. It's a little intense, a little hard to get into, but once you get into it, it's really powerful. You can see that also at soundoflove.com. We have about 300 items in the store, all types of melodic items. We've got the Freenote xylophone. We've got the Sansula, which is like a little kalimba. There's all types of stuff. There's hand drums, full range gongs. They have gongs as well. So you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com, which is the overall link for everything. You can find the classes and the store and the therapy center and our research foundation. the Research Foundation has a whole range of of research that's been done in the field, and also over 300 papers that our students have written. It's got the whole genome project that we're working on, mapping all the different frequencies, and it's even got treatment plans that you can look at and comment on as well. That's soundhealingresearchfoundation.org, but you can access everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can call me, 415-777-2486, or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. So I want to talk about sound healing music. There's really two main types. There's music that's kind of like new age music, just mellow, right? And some people just do mellow music. And then there's other things that I do that I'll be talking about. And then there's recordings of just instruments, like crystal bowl recordings, or gong recordings, or Tibetan bowl recordings, right? So there's a full range of possibilities in sound healing that often people call sound healing. You know, it's like a lot of people, if it's mellow music, they're calling it sound healing music these days. But there's a lot more to it if you really want to go deeper. And let me tell you about some of the things that we do. There's the number one thing that is really effective in sound healing music is to use intention and hold that intention with 100% focus while doing the recording and the mixing. So in a little bit, I'll play my song, Unconditional Love. Well, I was really careful to go into the energy of unconditional love before I actually started working on it. I was really careful to stay in that energy while working on it. So if I came up with any parts that took me out of love, I erased them, right? And even when I was mixing, I was holding that energy of unconditional love, because I've learned that the more you hold an intention with 100% focus while recording and mixing, the more it gets embedded in the music and is transmitted to the listener. It's an energetic thing, and it's really, really effective. Lynn McTaggart talks about the actual the proof around intention in her book, The Intention Experiment. It's really well proven that intention does work. Right. So I'm so careful about holding that intention very consistently with 100% focus. Also, when I have any other musicians play on it, I'll actually light a candle and we'll go play a bowl and tell the person about the intention and do a meditation on the intention and get in the zone of that intention. And then have them start recording. It affects the way people play dramatically when people are totally focused on the intention. I mean, you know, I figure if I'm going to do a song on unconditional love, I really got to be in the energy of unconditional love when I actually do that song. There's another thing that I do that we teach in the recording classes that it's really cool. And that is, if I'm going to do a song based on an intention, which is all my music's done that way, I will actually meditate on the intention, and then I'll get in the zone, be in that energy, and then I notice the tempo of my breath that happens to be going on while I'm meditating on that energy. Then I set the tempo of my recording program, Pro Tools in this case, to the tempo of my breath while meditating on that intention. So now I'm actually using my breath to help me hold that intention. Not only that, I actually play the chords to the in-breath and the out-breath of the intention of the breath. Right? So I'll go ding, while I breathe in. And then I'll breathe out and go. So it entrains you into that breath. Even if you don't get entrained to start breathing in that breath, you know, imagine if you're sitting to someone that's sitting next to someone who's breathing really deeply, a really deep, slow breath, it's going to affect you. So just about every song I do is tuned to the tempo of the breath. And that's really cool. So you can actually breathe with just about all songs that I have got. This is quite common for any chants or mantras. They're already doing breaths, right? Some are a little faster, some a little slower. And there's a lot of music that you can breathe to. There's a lot of music you cannot breathe to, though. It's way better when you can actually breathe to the music. Then what I do is I will commonly, in just about all of my CDs, I'll actually put in binaural beat brainwave entrainment. Binaural beats are actually two frequencies that create a third frequency or a third rhythm between the two frequencies. So if you have 100 hertz and 104 hertz, you'll hear a rhythm of 4 cycles per second, which would be about like this. Wah, 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 wah. Depending on the rhythm, you can entrain the brain. This is well scientifically proven too, because you can put on EEG and see it. You can entrain the brain into delta for deep sleep, into theta for getting people in the zone and really getting into a really creative state, alpha for presence, and beta for thinking, for especially for ADD, or gamma for a high state of meditation. I use delta and theta a lot, although I did use alpha in my CD called and the antidepressant CD, because alpha is really good. It's very activating to get people out of the depression, right? I don't use beta much unless, you know, unless we actually have somebody that's got ADD here and I make a CD for them in beta, and that can really help them. But because normally we're trying to get out of beta, right? Get out of our thinking mind. And so I embed the binaural beats, and this is what I do that most people don't do, is I actually tune the binaural beats to the key of the song. There's another thing that's really interesting at, besides the binaural beats. So there's something else going on with these binaural beats, and there's left and right. They're actually placed left and right in the ear, so they actually do a second thing besides in training you into different brainwave states. They actually synchronize the left and right brain. When you have one frequency in one ear and one frequency in the other ear, and it creates, the binaural beat actually doesn't get created because the sounds don't meet because your brain's in the way. So your brain, in order to keep reality consistent, actually makes up that third rhythm. And in order to do it, it has to connect the left and right brain across the corpus callosum. So when you listen to headphones, you get not only brainwave entrainment into delta, theta, alpha, or beta, but also you get left and right brain synchronization, which is very cool. Right? And again, it's tuned to the rhythm of the song and also to the actual key of the song. There's another thing that's really cool that I often do, and that is I will tune the rhythm to the key of the song. A lot of people don't realize that every rhythm is a note. So if I go ba 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 bum 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 bum, that's actually a note, even though it's a rhythm, it's an actual note. Here's how it works. If you take any note or any rhythm and double it or cut it in half exactly in frequency, it's the exact same note. So if I take a rhythm, ba ba, and I double it, ba 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 ba, and double it again, ba 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 ba, and double it again, and double it again, then it becomes a low frequency. Ooh, and double it again, it's a little higher. And they'll double it again, it's higher. So this note is the same note as ba 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 ba, right? Because I can cut that frequency in half and half, and I go far enough, it will become a rhythm. That means that your heart is in a certain key. It's actually beating in a certain key. Hearts go up and down in rhythm a lot, but they've got a base rhythm that they are based on. Your brain wave, your brain is actually creating is beating in a rhythm that is also a certain note. So we can actually tune music to you. A lot of my CDs are tuned to me, not all of them, because I like to do different keys. But, you know, we actually do have CDs that we can actually tune to your rhythm. And that's way more effective when it's actually tuned to you, right? So we're not only – so here's the cool thing, and people rarely do this. When you have the key of the song and the rhythm tuned to the same note, it's very cool. Now you're getting more harmony. I mean, what we're really talking about is a hologram here. So every part of the music is talking to every other part of the music. So the rhythm is talking to the key of the song. The key of the song and the rhythm are totally synchronized to the binaural beats. The binaural beats and all of that are tuned to the breath, to the rhythm of the breath, also in time. And even if we do effects, I mean, I'm going to have a delay, an echo, or the trippy flange, all of this is going to be in time with the key of the song and the rhythm and the binaural beat. So it's this one big harmonious hologram. A lot of people never think of it at this level, but it's really creating harmony on a whole another level, along with intention, right? Along with a 100% focus on the intention. Now, one other thing, and then let's listen to some music here, that is really a big deal, but it's so simple. And that is peaceful endings. And the best way to create a peaceful ending is to end on the home note of the key of the song and fade out slowly. The home note of the key of the song is, by definition, where you're at rest. It's like I'll go to the home note of the key of this, of my voice right now. The home note of the key of my voice is here. It feels really peaceful, right? As opposed to the home note of the key of my voice is not here. It is not here. It is here. Right? But then to fade out slowly, just like a crystal bowl. If you've ever heard a crystal bowl, it's got like often a 5-minute fade. And when it finishes its fade, it leaves you in this profound state of peace because you can still hear it in the room. So I'm really careful to do a slow fade on the end of my songs. That way you get left with that profound state of stillness. Right? very profound state of stillness. Let's listen to one song, and you can listen for this, the different things I've been talking about. So this song is called Overcoming Fear. And I was really careful to focus on not no fear, but what it would be like when you're in a state of fearlessness. Could you, let me put it the other way. It would be like love and bliss, right? Because you don't want to do the opposite. You don't want to do a negative. It's like spirit goes, okay, no fear. Okay, then we'll bring up fear. Or it's like they say, if you pray for something not to happen, oh, you're in trouble, right? So you need to go just straight to the positive. So this is fear overcome, right? So that was the intention with it. And you'll hear a really beautiful ending on this. But there's one other thing I want to point out here, and that is smooth flow. Smooth flow is really the whole deal. And what we're talking about is the song doesn't change abruptly, or the chords don't change abruptly. There's no abrupt changes. So I'm really careful to smooth over chord changes with melodies and make it completely flowing, because that's what health is in the body. There's many songs that don't do that, especially in pop music or dance music. There'll be some flow, but there might be a drop or a big change, which is fun, right? It's cool. It's not against the law. It's cool. It's totally fun. Fun to dance to, interesting for the mind. But healing music has a consistency that taps into the consistency of your being. I think of it as the flow of your consciousness. When things change abruptly, your consciousness actually goes, oh, okay, now we'll start slowing down or changing, right? Your consciousness doesn't change quickly. You can change your consciousness. You can jump around. But when you tap into this smooth flow, it's a much deeper consciousness. It's really synchronizing to that slow flow of your being. So you'll notice that in this song, Overcoming Fear. So check it all out. Okay, let's listen to Overcoming Fear.
Thank you.
So on that one, I use the Tibetan bowl fading out as the slow fade. It's really nice just to use natural instruments along, you know, I do some electronics, but to throw in natural instruments, really nice. Also, you might have noticed I had some kind of wind sound that sounded like the breath to help entrain into the breath in the beginning there as well. The other aspect as far as the sounds is really important. There's different tonalities that affect us in completely different ways. There are some tonalities that are really activating, and that would be like the gong, bagpipes, or like, right? Really, even the vowel E is more activating than the vowel ooh, right? So using, there's also the real mellow timbres, which are called even harmonic tones, and that would be like the harp, a tongue drum, a wood drum. I mean, any sound that's more warm, right? So it's really important to pay close attention that the actual tonality, whether it's synthesis or an actual instrument, is in alignment with the intention of the song. So when I'm doing the song Unconditional Love, I'm making sure that, you know, I'm at least have mostly warm sounds. And I mean, we're not even talking about the music yet. I mean, there's the whole range of the music that is a whole nother aspect and a very important aspect itself. But that's like, you know, it's, I won't even get into that. That's too complex. But as far as like chord structures and, you know, and chord progressions and such. But the sounds are really important that they fit the intention really well. Really well. The other thing that's really important is to have a full frequency range of sounds. Based on the research of Alfred Tomatis, every frequency is a nutrient, and you need the full spectrum of sound to really feed every cell and every part of the body. It's important to actually have the full perspective, right? So I'm really careful to actually have the full perspective of all frequencies balanced out nicely in the arrangement of the song. Now, not every song, I mean, that song didn't have as much bass as some of my songs. I've got a lot of bass on a lot of songs that really help ground you in the body, along with the mid-range and the high frequencies. So I actually probably have more bass than most people in the world. Although what's really cool is when you play the songs on a sound table, it's really cool because you get vibrated really, really well. And the bass is really, the research of Alfred Tomatis says that bass calms the body and high frequencies activate the mind. So it's very cool to do the full range. Unless you're doing a song on sleep. And my song on sleep, I don't have very many highs at all, right? Because we don't want to do any activation. Or my song on depression. I've got quite a few songs on depression. They have a lot of highs, extra amount of highs to really create activation. So it's really understanding the way frequencies work in the body as far as being nutrients, but also you can think of all the different frequencies as activating different chakras and being very careful about which chakras you're activating, which, and the ideal being activating all chakras simultaneously, right? Well, depending on the song, I mean, if the song's about grounding, you're going to have more lows and it's going to be more about, you know, the root chakra, you know, whereas if the song is about connecting to spirit, we're going to have much more tinkly highs, right? Because that's more like the crown connecting to spirit. So there's a full perspective on how to use frequency ranges in the sounds as well. I want to play a good amount of my song Unconditional Love. Again, I was really careful to make sure that I was holding the intention of unconditional universal love throughout this song. But this song also has a beautiful flow, and it's got the longest mellow ending there is. So it gets mellower and mellower and mellower for a long time. By the end, you're really still. One other thing that is always cool is to throw in nature sounds. Nature sounds, as long as they're not too activating, you know, as long as they're in alignment, because there's activating nature sounds and not activating. As long as they're in alignment with the intention, then they're very cool. So you'll hear some water sounds at the end as well. So let me play the last half of Unconditional Love. We'll start at 14 minutes and enjoy and tune in to this intention, full intention of love, and bring it into your body emotionally, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Enjoy. Boy, to be able to bring us to this still point that is completely peaceful without being bored. It's a smooth, slow flow down, down, and down until we're at home once again, all organs in alignment, immune system flourishing. Beautiful place to do creative work. And it's a portal to other dimensions, including the ultimate, where we're one with the entire universe and all is known. Carry this energy into the rest of the evening. It's really cool if you don't talk to anyone and just hold it. Hold it for the rest of the weekend. Imagine through the whole week, through the whole month, through the whole year, still for lifetimes. Still. Thanks for listening.